And this is brought to you by
Coldwell & Son and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
She was wearing a long black wig. Thank you. Let's start off with a love story, true love story, that has gone wrong. Mel Gibson, of course, has been in some hot water over the last 5 years for his stance on the Holocaust and the Jewish faith in general, and him getting real drunk and spouting off to cops and just being a jackass.
Who can pass by the moon's shadow without thinking of that?
Then he splits up with his wife, who stood by his side through everything and bore, I believe, 7 children that he fathered. Then he hooks up with Russian musician Oksana Grigorieva, who is significantly younger than he is. And she thanked her lucky stars when she woke up one morning and found out that she was preggers. Because either way, that meant cash.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of it. So, 7 months ago, she gave birth to their child. 7 months. 7 months. They have been really involved together. But I guess things have gotten out of hand, because today Mel Gibson filed a restraining order against her.
Really?
Yes.
He just doesn't want her around.
Bitch, who hadn't done that?
I don't really know what has happened, because they told People magazine that they intended to raise their daughter Lucia, together. But something happened.
That's big talk.
For him to file a restraining order. 7 months. They basically have been together for about a year. And it's already to the point where a restraining order's been filed.
You ever filed a restraining order?
No.
Mike?
4 of them.
For real, you haven't, though, have you?
Like I say,
no,
4 of them against old Bronx.
Have you? And him. I want back in. Have you? Seems
no.
Like you've run across a couple.
Do I look like a guy that might have been involved in a restraining order or two?
You know, I know. Yeah, you
fact.
Do. You do. But I think that you would not handle it the legal way. You would have them snuffed out or something.
You guys give me the worst reputation.
That you would kill a woman?
I like cussing, getting drunk, and fooling around with women.
I don't believe anybody forced you to say that.
You also said that I look like I would be a product of a troubled teen pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And you were. You have that air about you.
Thank you.
Trouble follows.
I bet I know what happened here.
What? You think she got physical? Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, he's been banging some other old broad, and she caught him. Yeah,
coming home smelling like vodka.
Yeah.
And lipstick on his collar, and
right.
She threw a vase at him.
Exactly.
She hit him with a tennis racket.
I mean, it is Mel Gibson. He
threw an iron at his head.
He is truly a Hollywood hunk, right?
Yeah.
How can we possibly expect Hollywood hunks
to keep it in their pants?
Yes.
It's impossible.
He's a Hollywood hunk.
I mean, I'm a radio hunk, and I have
a
hard time with it.
Totally.
Mark.
Totally.
Shut up, Ty.
Definite Mark.
Now, I'm not on this thing called Facebook or Facebook to the Americans.
Facial book.
Yeah, that's the one I'm on.
But there are two people on this planet that have the most fans of their Facebook pages, or maybe, yeah, they can have fan marks, I guess. Facebook keeps track of it.
Groobs is one.
Shasta Tampon? One is obvious, two is not.
One is Obama.
President Obama. Let's see. Obama's page is beating this person.
Bin Laden.
No.
Shaw.
What?
The president.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What?
The Shah of Iran?
Yeah.
The Shah of Iran.
The Shah of Iran.
Oh, speaking of Facebook, before we tell you who the other person is. So I go into Walgreens the other day, Mark. And on the marquee at Walgreens, it says, join our Facebook page.
Or yes. Everybody has one.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, all right, if I'm on my computer,
mm-hmm.
am I really going to take the time to go to Walgreens' Facebook page?
Maybe they have specials that you can print off and take a coupon in or something.
What a waste of time.
Notice
a valuable time.
Notice this about other businesses you go into, too, because they all have it on their door.
Walgreens.
Yes. Any generic business, no matter how generic you think it might be, examine their doors when you walk in, and you will probably see something about Facebook.
It'll say,
or maybe
follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, yes.
Become a fan of Walgreens.
Right. Follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook.
Well, the president.
And dig it on Facialbook.
As of this morning, had 9,104,000 fans of his Facebook page. But this other person, by.
It's only about 1,000 less than Shoopy.
This other person, by noon today, had passed him.
Peter North.
Die.
Harry Nilsson.
The singer?
Just a guess.
Harry Nilsson?
Yeah, just a guess.
Who would pass him?
The Shaw.
You think that I wouldn't guess this?
Again, it's not the Shaw. Let me put it this way. This is a celebrity.
Okay.
And not only is this a celebrity, this is probably the hottest celebrity going.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. Lady Gaga just passed the president. She has 9,126,024 fans.
Wow.
You about had it with her?
I'll be so glad when the summer of the World Cup and Lady Gaga are over with.
You'll always tie those two together, Lady Gaga and the World Cup?
Please, let them end.
One thing that's probably going to end before it even gets off the ground is the film Grown Ups. It is getting crucified in the press. Absolutely crucified.
Well, it looks like it sucks.
This is the movie starring Chris Rock, Kevin James, David Spade, Adam Sandler, and Rob Schneider.
What is Kevin James doing in there?
He's actually really good. And he's buddies with all them. Somehow, some way.
So this thing's getting torched.
Oh, God.
Nationally,
find a review.
Find a review.
You see what Foggs said about it?
You know what's getting, you know what's getting better reviews?
Foggs.
The Tom Cruise movie, Night and Day, which, have you seen it yet? You said you were going to review it for us. Did it open today? Did you go this morning?
Yeah, I was there.
Did you go to the midnight
show
last night? Did
you
love it?
You guys are going
to
love it.
How was Tom?
He was amazing. He's my favorite actor.
It opened on Wednesday and only made like $3
million. Well, he and Oprah were on. Is that kid drinking urine? He and Oprah
Mark.
He and what's her name?
Spit it out,
what's
man.
What's that girl's name?
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Who, by the way, not that great.
Never has been.
No. What's the deal with her?
She's meow meow. There's so much better out there than that.
Anyway, don't go see.
She has clown mouth.
She does have clown mouth. And I saw a picture of her in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's my age, and, you know, I'm no Hollywood hunk in my bikini either, but just kind of expected more out of her. Don't know why.
Give me Sika.
Sika is like 70.
Right.
I think. She may be older.
I thought it was Seika.
Seika.
Sika.
Whatever.
Sika. That's a Who song, the Sika.
Yeah. If you're Boston Dave.
Hey, you listen to the Sika?
Listen to the Sika.
Yeah. As many of you do know, today is the death anniversary date of Michael Jackson. We'll get into that here in about 20 minutes.
I read that earlier.
And so, obviously, there's going to be TV tributes galore, including these shows, which I'm going to try to catch all of them tonight.
Hill Street Blues.
Dumb. On the TV Guide Network, they have something on there called Gone Too Soon, The Michael Jackson Story. Which is 2 hours of schlock.
Where's Dawson's Creek in all this?
On CNN, they will run Michael Jackson, The Final Days. On something called the Fuse Network tonight.
Fuse.
That is, hey.
Hey.
Fuse. They will run.
Are they going to interrupt their skateboard programming?
Snowmobiling.
Right.
They will run for 2 hours Michael Jackson, The Inside True Story.
What? There's one of those networks that all it is skating and midgets running around throwing doo-doo at each other. Is it Fuel? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Oh, look at me.
You're the skateboard man. You're the youth of America.
It is Fuel. And I don't think they have midgets throwing doo-doo at each other.
I swear to God, there was a whole group of midgets running down the street, and I guess there was one of those police that ride on horses, and the horse had left a mess in the middle of the street, and they were throwing it at each other.
Mm.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, that was on Versus. That was that show Half Pint Brawlers about midget wrestlers.
Yes, Half Pint Brawlers.
It's great.
MTV will run Michael Jackson, Music and Memories. And my absolute favorite on Animal Planet.
Animal Planet?
Yes.
You can do this.
No, he can't.
You want me to do it?
He can't even start it.
Hang on.
All right, do we need to stop the music?
No.
That won't help.
I cannot believe I'm getting ready to read this. On Animal Planet.
Now he's got the giggles. Come on, man.
Michael Jackson and Bubbles, The Untold Story.
Who's Bubbles?
The chimp. Oh, twice on Animal Planet.
There's an untold story?
Yes. It's, oh, God. Woo.
Michael Jackson and Bubbles.
The untold story.
What you thought you knew, you don't.
Woo. Man.
I can't wait to see what's going to be on Jumping Up with Justin Blaylock on the Longhorn Network tonight about it.
I wish Mike would get a chimp.
You need a little buddy. You need a chimp.
That just lives with you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't need a chimp.
But you need one of those little, like, Reese's monkeys that are just running around everywhere.
It'll try to have sex with your ear.
Yeah, I mean, it never sleeps. It's just constantly either running around your walls, throwing poo on you, trying to hump your ear, just constantly in your grill.
No, I don't need that.
And you can put him, like, in a little ranger onesie. Young watch games together.
Right.
Give him a little mini bat as he just beats the living hell out of you.
You can name him Rusty.
Yeah.
Please get a monkey for Christmas.
Oh, I just picture, like, in a big, like, the Vlad single ladder.
Oh!
We are on the air.
Oh my God.
Welcome to radio.
Oh, I knew
we
this.
Are on the air.
Oh man. I knew this day would come.
When's the last time you did that?
I don't know if I ever have.
Oh my God. Corby just dropped an S-bomb. Like you were hanging out at a bar.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
Cobra.
He lost track of the fact that we're on the radio.
He did. Totally. He absolutely
I got wrapped
did.
Up into the monkey story. Mike's monkey.
Oh, we will hear that
Snake,
next
what's
week.
Up?
Oh, my God.
All right. right, we got to go. I'm sorry.
Well, you damn right we do. All right, that concludes.